Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Pickling mania.
Template.
Katie and JN. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. How's it
By
going?
By the way, I just made a matcha. I'm drinking out of this mug the sweet hag
beautiful.
Made for us. That, of
so
course,
pretty.
Here I go, not knowing the name of her. I mean,
well,
like, could that
show
be worse?
It and then we'll
here,
tag it.
We'll tag this. Look at this. It has a lammy on it, a bunny. It has such a great weight.
It's really
so
special.
Nice, a nice, heavy, a heavy special
it's
mug.
It's really nice.
Mm.
I'm massaging the face.
I just took
face.
An emergency walk.
It's essential. Massaging the face.
I know.
I went down a path. I sent you someone.
Oh, yeah.
It just, I don't know, man. Just want all, everything released. All the muscles released.
It's amazing the pain of, do you get, I just, on my walk just now, the wind was blowing and the pain in the ears was so,
loud.
The cold blast of wind in the ears. I stopped.
Oh, outside?
I just had to stop and duck and cover. Yeah.
Are you serious? In Los Angeles?
I mean, it's a little dramatic, but yeah.
The cold air today?
It's sub-zero in LA
yeah.
today. It's shocking.
Yeah, it's big.
Have you left the house today?
Of course. I work out every morning.
Oh, that's right. Studio City. Yeah.
And I went into Air One in my Poog sweatshirt.
Oh, fuck yeah. What happened?
I was like...
Anything?
I felt like nothing. I felt like there was a moment where I was convinced someone was like fully aware. And then... that moment passed quickly.
I've been stopped at Erewhon by Hags.
Well, you're always recognized. I never am.
It's not true.
They see that mop top. Okay. They know. And they see the posture. I don't know. I'm a chameleon. Okay. I slip into I don't know, something that just the people do not see.
Hmm. I had my poo water bottle on my walk.
That's good. I wonder.
So I saw, you never know who you might be catching.
You never know.
This is going to sound, I texted my friend, do you know what Rocket Money is? You know what that
sounds
app?
Familiar.
So I heard, so it's like an app.
A hideous picture of me and Air One. Okay, by the smoothies. Okay, go on.
It's an app that you download and it's like maybe $5 a month.
Yeah.
Like you can like pick what you pay. I'm like, okay, doing communism. Okay. And it like, you link it to all your banks, which instantly I was like, no, you know, because it's like,
yeah.
I'm just sure if I link into my bank account, account's instantly drained, right? It just feels like, how could that not be the case? But I just bravely went forth and I linked the accounts. And the idea is that it shows you, it's supposed to help with budgeting.
Yeah.
It's supposed to help with instantly, they go, here are all your subscriptions.
Right.
Shit, I completely forgot. I was paying $70 a month for FUBU, which is a one of these streaming services that I once was like, I need to watch The Bachelor now. And you know, it was like, I signed up for a 30-day trial and was like, oh, forgot. I mean, it hasn't been a year. $70 a month. These little things like guitar, like me when I was like, I want to learn guitar. It's like a guitar, you know, just all these apps.
Yeah, I have a piano app like that and a swimming app, swim something. And it's like where I was like, it's on.
And yeah, like it's my new not life, on. Yeah.
I was like Swim Pro and then like bought and
it's so, and then I texted.
It's exhausting.
I texted a friend. He thought he'd been spammed. Because I texted him, I just signed
Join
up for
Rocket Money.
Yeah, I just signed up for Rocket Money and I'm already saving money. Like, it automatically has canceled so many of my subscriptions.
Drone?
Like, hello? Yeah.
Was it Drone?
Yeah, it was.
It's funny.
But
seems like the kind of thing you'd share with him. Like, I don't know, there's something.
Oh, totally.
A couple of yentas.
It took like an hour and a half, but I go, wow, look at me saving. Look at the savings pouring through. Anyway, but today, strange mood disorder, something, the weather, who knows?
Has ascended?
Yeah, I'm convinced it'll lift. Yesterday afternoon, I was sailing.
Probably all those logins. Probably haven't found all that account information.
This, oh my God. I mean, it's really draining. Changed the password like 5 times today.
Ugh.
I refuse to engage with the automated password. It's like there's nothing more cliche than talking about how hard it is to keep track of your passwords in modern culture, but it truly is.
Nonetheless.
Eye retina scan, permanent inflammation.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Just love
retina?
Putting your finger down?
Yeah, yeah. I want fingerprint retina. I don't care about the implications, the global implications. I just want the retinal scan so that I never have to enter in.
Get into your VUBU.
Yeah. So I don't have to.
Instantly. I paid full price for a celery juice this morning and I've begged for 2 juicers as promised.
Let's get the free juicers in here.
Okay. I just can barely even bring myself to sell them on why they need to send it. I'm just like, would you?
Just do it. Yeah.
I'm like, don't make me sign the press kit.
I know.
It's too hard.
I'm about to re-beg for almond cow because I realize I'm hemorrhaging $8 a week on cashew milk
on Elmhurst. What's the one you like? Elmhurst, yeah.
And so,
I always think of you.
I think I need the almond cow.
But the juicer makes nut milk.
Stop.
One of the juicers I looked up, slow masticating juicer, one of the two brands at least, either the Haram or the Omega.
Well, here we go, folks.
I'm like, it's like,
send it,
works
it through,
on
you're
going
to get massive,
energy. Where does it come from?
Okay, here we go.
Because I've blasted myself to a point now with Celsius where I just drink it and I just can go to sleep immediately. There's nothing. It's over.
Why? I feel like Celsius doesn't even work on me anymore or something.
Exactly. So it's all, the receptors are done. They're gone. They're destroyed.
Energy comes from sleep and food, working out tragically. Yesterday worked out for the first, like I just really haven't been worked out yesterday. Energy levels through the roof.
Yeah.
I'm julienning vegetables, creating a gorgeous Asian inspired kelp noodle salad for lunch, making dressings. Energy, I haven't had energy for that in 10,000 years.
I did come
and
flying back.
So that's simple.
Today I made some cabbage sauce, like wildly chopping cabbage.
I became terrified by cutting boards, not only for sanitary reasons,
let me guess.
but the toxins. So I bought out of purchase a 3-piece caraway cutting board set today because I was like, I need new wooden cutting boards.
Okay, and interesting. You know,
free and from wood all doesn't, the issues.
Wood, what wood doesn't scare you for all the other reasons? It being completely porous, etc.
I know, but you can't do plastic because then you die in 10 days or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's like antimicrobial wood.
Wood?
Microbial.
They're like, I get, yeah. Let me guess. It's like, because it always was like, you know, one of those.
Wood.
Like,
well,
kicks
by the way,
cereal.
I was
being
at a restaurant.
Free
recently.
As ever.
Yeah, right, right.
Because they're made of rice.
I detest boards at restaurants when they present you with wood. And I actually had an experience recently where somebody served me locks on a board at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is not good, folks.
So I just got grossed out for the first time by the board at the restaurant. Like the board, the porous board.
The cheese board.
It's like someone else has
years
been like...
Years of hands.
Like their finger just like
dragged.
Swiping around on there. Drag, lick, drag, and lick again.
Oh, no.
It's vile. I'm thinking about quick pickling.
Oh, yeah. I've been worried about quick pickling years.
For 10 years.
Or just, can I do it? Am I going to start?
You telling me I
got to heat
the brine? You telling me I got to heat something?
I had a quick pickling mania once where I had a book. I was like, fermentation, that's going to be my new life. And then got the thing, oh, quickly fermented cabbage. Had to flash ferment this.
Exactly.
Left the house, went to go get jars. Came back.
Yeah.
Frozen in place at the sanitization requirement.
No. What?
So I have to put the jar in boiling water and kill myself. And then what happens if I do this incorrectly? I'm not at Cedars.
Oh,
I'm not at
wow.
a hotel. I'm not at a hospital lowering the jars in with sanitized. Like, so you want to tell me if what some bacteria happens in here, then what, sepsis for everyone I've ever met or something? I don't understand what the stakes feel too high. So I'm going, we're going to the market. We're getting jarred kraut. I'm getting
absolutely.
I'm getting market grade daikon. I'm not doing this
well,
in the privacy
I'm definitely
of my
not
home.
Fermenting anything at home,
yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Quick pickling, you heat up vinegar and like pour it over something. It's like just to get the flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's not where you're getting
that's
your
fun with onions.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Or I was like, I chopped up all this cabbage, not really sure what I was planning on doing with it, and then I threw it in a jar. Oh, but I was, what was I? Oh, but my new belief is routine.
I mean, so funny.
Literally, it's it. Inventing the day every day. I used to call
God,
it freedom.
That's a good point.
I used to call it freedom. Okay. Now I know it's an existential hell.
A prison. Yeah.
Why not ride along on a series of things that you love and enjoy and nurture?
Well, loving and enjoy the thing. That's. If you love and enjoy the routine, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah, but we all know it's like you feel great after you exercise. You don't do it the next day for some reason, right? We talk. It's like it has to take. It has to become where you're addicted to the habit.
Oh,
you have. But there's your body will do it for you if you just
do it.
Right. I mean, I could slip out. The thing, I go one day without it. I'm at risk of years.
Yeah. Totally.
Nothing can be there on a Monday and not on a Tuesday and expect to be there on a Wednesday in my life.
Or nothing can be there on a Monday, not on a Tuesday, not on a Wednesday, but back on Thursday, Friday.
Well, I'm saying it can't survive one day.
Fuck.
It's a risk. The second
it's a risk.
There can be suffer not one exception. I used to have that on my laptop.
That's intense.
I know. That's why I put it on my laptop. I was like, I'm done suffering exceptions to my principles.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying. Like, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I want to watch a movie from the 1990s tonight. I want to watch a 90s movie.
What kind?
Oh, just the usual action thriller.
Yeah.
What was the one I was supposed to watch?
The bank one? Fuck.
Bank one.
Someone knows who's listening. Some financial thriller. Something about
that I watched?
Maybe I'm saying it's about a bank because there's men in suits in it.
Are you thinking of The Prestige that I told you to watch about magicians? Yeah.
Oh, it's magicians.
Men in suits.
Yeah, the real magic, bank culture.
The real man. The one who
the real, now you see it, now you don't.
Yeah. I was saying the real man was a magician, but I don't know. I was following cadence above all. The real man, sense for mystery. I'm designing my own gym bag. I told you about that.
No, you didn't.
I think modular, it's coming. It has to happen. It's over. I need it. I'm building my own, and then people are going to see it and they're going to want it.
Wow.
And
what's about it?
Well, it really depends upon your particular needs. Like a lot of these gym bags have a shoe trough. It's not enough.
Mm.
One shoe trough. That's not covering my needs. I need something that my sweaty unitard that's not even sweaty, it's completely soaked. Completely soaked through. Where's that go on the way home? Right now it goes into a plastic bag that goes in my other bag.
Mm.
Is that what I want? Do I want it in a mesh
when
thing
do you
on the
wash
outside?
That?
So I dry it. It dries out at home. And it doesn't stink when it dries out. Because sweat isn't the problem.
Dries out where?
Currently I throw it over the banister.
Yeah.
Or I dry it outside. Let the courtyard cat look after it. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it goes in the hamper after it's dried.
Got it.
But I'm telling you, it doesn't smell fresh, but nothing fucked up happens to it. If it dries, true. Sweat doesn't have an odor. Bacteria does. That's why BO develops. It's the bacteria.
That's fucking disgusting.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna cut myself.
Neosporin under the pits now. It's the only way to start fresh.
Really?
Well, I mean, in a pinch.
Can we put a call out to all hags who are doctors? I've heard about this, spraying Neosporin under your arms.
You have?
Yeah.
From me, right?
Was it you?
I think so. I mean, I don't
Could
say
be.
You do it every day. I'm saying like
no.
If someone's like, feels like they've quote got BO, you could knock it out and start clean, start fresh.
I'm curious.
Wait a second. Is that Catbird?
How'd you know?
Because one's coming for me.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. It's gorgeous. Jenny Slate has a line for Catbird.
Yeah, it's a collab.
And she very kindly gifted us some of these necklaces, and they're absolutely stunning. Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Can't wait to have mine. Then they can be friendship.
I know.
Shit, I should have gotten your name on it. Is yours engraved?
Yeah.
Your own initials? Don't tell
Kitty.
Me.
Kitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went for your nickname.
I know. I didn't
your
know.
Familial no. nickname.
And then I thought of all the fun things you could get it engraved with.
Yeah, like jacking off.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Or like
five characters. Well, no, it was like five characters.
What'd you do?
Four. Okay.
What'd you do?
Jan.
Yeah.
I panicked with indecision and I decided just fucking do it. I just said Jan.
God damn it. So no, I know. I was like, I could deliberate forever on that.
Yeah. Get very overwhelmed. Oh, by the way, at one of our Poog live shows,
yeah,
there was a stem cell biologist woman.
Yes.
And we got her name or something at the time, or we told her to email us or something. And I believe our editor has it. We're going to be reaching out. Okay. And if any, there are, and yes, I'll accept emails from other stem cell, but I want my own hag serum, stem cell hag serum. Yeah. And I want it now.
Yeah, totally.
I was thinking about the other night going, I just need my own, you know, imagine
your own stem.
Yeah. And I don't know. I want that going. I don't know. I'm just like, I was like, fuck, we missed our chance with that stem cell biologist we met.
It's never too late for stem.
I mean, wouldn't people love, sorry, but they would. Just having a gorgeous bottle of something quality.
Oh, of course.
Straight from us.
We'll be launching their products inevitably.
God, it's going to all change.
I watched Killing Eve. I never watched it.
Oh,
you know, this happens. You hear,
have yet
you hear about a show,
see it.
Start it tonight. You hear about this, everyone goes, oh, Killing Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does that create a certain resistance, right?
I know,
the
it
movie
does.
Everyone loves, the thing people
of
love,
course.
And then it becomes another chore. It becomes another responsibility that you have to take on. And then I was, of course, on a plane, classic place, great to do,
yes,
something
to go
that you can't do on Earth.
I'll put
and
it on.
I was absolutely gripped. Episode one,
yeah,
ended. Boom, where's two? Boom, where's,
yeah,
three?
Yeah.
Boom,
begging,
where's
for two.
Four? On,
yeah,
all fours,
yeah,
barking like a seal,
yeah,
loving it. And then came home, signed up for a 7-day AMC trial,
yeah,
add-on to Amazon, which I have since canceled. And completely...
Oh, you canceled it? You
watched, yeah, because
the
I finished the full
it?
Season. I finished the full season in probably two sit-downs.
Interesting.
You have to start it tonight. It just is outrageously entertaining and well done.
Oh, love television.
And Jodie Comer.
Oh, yeah.
She's the real deal, folks.
Yeah.
I looked her up.
Yeah.
I go, excuse me, finding out she was like 25 or something insane when they shot it. Younger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
That's fucking cool.
Here I am.
Ugh, a show.
Talking about how great a television show is that everyone already loves on my podcast.
I'm in a mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? 1 hour less of sleep last night? I mean, could that really be it?
I was thinking, I was like, you know, it's going to turn my mood around, a cocktail. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I can
know.
Talk, because I truly, not to brag, don't struggle with substance dependence.
Yeah.
So then I feel really free to be like,
of course.
I need a spritz, you know?
I mean, it's not like if you, it's like, yeah, that's why you have a cocktail. Like, it's like you get the, because you get the good feeling.
Yeah.
But you're able to have it not ruin your life. Right.
Oh, I'm so.
So it's like,
God bless.
There it is.
So
it's like,
yeah, I mean, if you're able to have the good feeling and not have it ruin your life, go for it.
Yeah, it's like then you're gonna take it.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like you'd be insane not to.
Yeah.
Although glucose goddess is interesting. She's like, it's kind of, she's like, when people are like, which alcohol, you know, how,
yeah,
can I get trashed? You know,
it's all,
you know, affect the blood sugar. You know,
yeah,
it's like, and she's like, I'm not gonna give you the, like, which alcohol is the, you know, like, it's a poison, to be clear. Like,
it is,
you know what I mean?
Full,
like,
poison.
And
yeah,
when you're eating, much like dessert or whatever, like, you're eating for, like, when you're doing it for pleasure, then you're doing it for pleasure and,
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
exactly,
like, exactly.
Whatever. Me paraphrasing the glucose goddess. I mean, honestly.
That's fine.
What have I become?
That's fine.
All I'm interested in is massaging my face. Okay, that's what I want to do with my life. Okay, okay. Last night, getting in bed, I go, I watch a little bit of this. I sent you her video because, like, people are completely consumed with telling her that she got blepharoplasty or whatever.
Wait, you mean the beauty shaman?
No, the other one I sent you, Anastasia Fascia Beauty or whatever.
Okay, I haven't looked.
It got served to me and I was like, and like her account, a huge part of her account is just being like, when people say it was weight loss or you got surgery or it's Botox, you know, and I'm like, actually, I studied for 6 years with this guy and this guy and this guy. Okay. And
now my face is massaged.
Well, just like her face is different. Completely different.
Ooh.
I mean, I was worried when I sent it to you. You just thought I was sending you an arbitrary ritual.
Yeah.
It might not have been 6 years. Okay. But
about 5 minutes.
But she just very much changed, you know, stuff about her face that it looks completely different. And
that's cool.
And so people are getting on it. But like, I don't know. And last night I was like, I'm going to go on Instagram and go to her account and watch a few videos. And like, I wasn't even doing the massages because my hand's holding my phone.
Right, right, right.
It's just the...
I've fallen off guasha to get back in.
Not using your goddamn mitts?
Yeah. The mitts you can also awaken with.
Well, they're like, she's like, there's like the ones that are literally supposed to be just the light touch.
Yeah, light touch under the eyes.
Which is so hard for me.
That is true.
Friday at 4:10 is a...
God, thank you.
Haunted hour.
Okay, this is good. Friday at 4:10. Yeah, that is... Last night, I was looking at the unbelievable sunset, right? Beautiful out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm opening my computer screen to watch Killing Eve.
Yeah.
And it was kind of that moment of decision. Okay, what do I do? Go outside and take in the natural beauty.
Mm.
And then I convinced myself, like, it's okay. You're appreciating it. You're choosing instead to draw the blinds and open the screen. But there's something more haunting than a beautiful day. It's like here I am, like looking outside and like, but I forced myself out for the walk, but it didn't take. That's what's scary. Because very often, that's what's scary. Because very often, I want to say 9 out of 10 times, you go, I'm going on the walk. You go, and 20 minutes in, you go, and thank God I did this and that.
Yeah.
Didn't take.
When it doesn't take.
That was hard.
That's like, you're like, this is not the evidence I need. For next time, I'm trying to motivate. I mean, that's the thing. We all remember several times trying the thing and it not doing much. I mean...
And then a great line. I was listening to Jungian, this Jungian life.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a little throwaway line. I went, well, that was good. Where it goes, yeah, well, Jung said, I just want to notice what is.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, yeah, bitch. And then I go, I need to go deeper. And then I was like, I need to take... adult education. I was like, I need to get certified in Jungian analysis.
Yeah.
Not with any desire to actually become an analyst, but for my own. I mean, where's the education? I could have been in school today.
But you could also become, you don't have to.
I just have to read.
Get the Jungian
join
education.
A book club.
Without the how to manage the client. I mean, that inevitably
I don't need
be
the institution. Yeah. I don't want to go through the
there's
institution.
There's a way. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm haggling on email with my Jungian analyst about my fee or her fee.
You serious?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did she up it?
She invoiced me a little. I go, I don't think this is our fee, honey. I think you're adding a couple zeros.
And what'd she say?
She hasn't gotten back. It's a clerical issue. Yeah.
Oh, wait, huge question. Budgeting. What are you learning from Rocket Money?
Well, it's only been the first
day. What does budget mean to you? Because budget is a farmer in a land of hunters. See what I'm saying? I was reading more Hunter, the ADD Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is it again? Yeah. Farmer in a land of hunters. Oh, yeah.
No. A hunter in
hunter
a world
in
of
the
farmers.
World of farmers. Yeah. Still confused. But yeah, I think for me, it's so obvious. Well, this is the whole thing. My life changing, right? So this week I go, life's changing. I go, cooking at home. I've been going. And by the way, I'm never going to not eat out. All right.
Yeah.
And even just now I went, you know what? A little depressing today, 4:00. I'm going out tonight. That's final. Okay. Need to hemorrhage a little cash. But
on dinner specifically?
Not even. I just want, just go to a restaurant. But this week I was like, getting back into food. I go, I'm going to become a farmer's market person.
Yeah.
I hope the whole thing. I'm going to go to the farmer's market. I'm going to be meal prepping, right? I'm going to be prepping veggies so I can quickly assemble beautiful grain bowls in my home, right?
Yeah.
And I do think, I'm still convinced it's happening. I can't go to the farmer's market this week, but next week, I swear to God, I'm doing
it. Now, I get overwhelmed at the farmer's market specifically. Now, okay, so I've been food prepping up a storm. Okay, that's not true. I rice cauliflower and I rice broccoli, and then I sort of accidentally riced cabbage. Okay,
but you put it into
I put it into the container. Caraway things, which are like the nicest thing I own. I still believe.
Totally.
And then what else? Oh, I did a little light prepping of chopping dressings. Some mushrooms so they'd be ready to go tossing in
dressings, herbs. So, return to herbs. That's the headline of this week for me. A return to herbs: parsley, cilantro, chopped up, mint, and herbs are the key to health. Herbs are the key to health.
By the way, celery
brain health
is an herb.
Are you serious?
It's not a vegetable,
Stop.
According to...
Well, now I'm listening.
You know, whatever. Okay, but about celery.
Again, I was juicing celery every morning for weeks. So...
Yeah. No,
you don't get the benefits. You have to do it for 2 years.
By the way, I was thinking about it today because you were like, it's untenable. You're like, it's untenable. And I was like, I thought you meant like at first when you texted me about the celery juice morning, untenable, like... philosophically, it's untenable. Like, it does not hold. It does not hold. But then I realized you actually meant more like it's unsustainable.
That's what I meant.
Like I mean, I don't mean you use the wrong word. You know what I'm saying,
no,
right?
No. What I meant was that it's just that kind of, and this is where I get into trouble, right? Is the like religious commitment to a new habit that's going to change everything. And then it falls apart day 4. And then I'm plunged into despair. So it's like, I can't. So for a couple of days, the celery religion was, I was flying high. And I was going, and look at this color. Okay, drinking it with my partner. They're into it. We're having fun. Look at us with our celery.
I mean, we all remember lemon drink. And,
oh, yeah,
and I refuse to say
that
lemon drink's going away.
No, it's not going
away.
Okay,
it's all... So, okay. Flying high, the honeymoon period, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we believe in here, right? Shall continue. I refuse to give up the joy of the new...
Oh, of
the novel
course.
Of the honeymoon, right? So I think it's just got to be cyclical. Where, you know, let's say we have 10 things that we are like, this is the secret, okay? And we rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like February, we get excited about celery juice again. And we go for it. And it falls away.
And that's okay, it falls away.
And we go, you know what? It was lemon drink the whole time.
Yeah,
and then we do lemon drink until it falls away. And then we do the next one. And then over the course of a life, you're getting a lot of celery. You're getting a lot of lemon drink.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I like that.
We need cyclical. We fall off gua sha. We return to gua sha.
I like that. You're right.
We gua sha more than the average.
As we know, perfect is the enemy of good. Never forget it.
I was thinking about that yesterday or 2 days ago. I was in my kitchen. I remember where I was. Okay. And I remember walking. I remember the direction I was facing when I thought good is the enemy. I go perfect is the enemy of good. I go, but good's not good enough.
Yeah.
And then I go, perfect is the enemy of great. That's true too. And so I go, that's what I'm saying for myself now. Perfect is the enemy of great.
Yeah.
Because great's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about the word great?
Great.
Versus good. Let's just feel those for a second.
Great's a little rude. Good. I say great.
Right.
I say great more, but I think philosophically I'm more aligned with good.
Yeah.
But aesthetically, great hits something for me.
Well, great, and maybe it's just the royal associations.
Yeah.
But like sort of, you know.
Do you say great? I say great. A lot. I feel like on text.
Great.
See you there. Great. Someone once said to me, don't say that to me or something. I was like, oh.
Are you serious?
Not like that, but like playfully,
no, right.
But kind of like, don't. It's like, what? Never got over it, clearly.
I don't get it.
2 years later,
I don't get
never
it.
Brought it up to them, never spoke of it ever.
I don't
and
understand.
It could have been a total misunderstanding.
Great. Were you like,
it was like,
you know,
wanted me to
bring me breakfast
great.
And Brett and what?
It was like,
oh,
yeah.
That
like,
you cut
like,
off the yes.
Like, how's that?
Said.
No. Like, how's that? Da-da-da, sure. Meet there. Great. I was like, don't say great or something. I don't know.
And it was on text.
It was on text. But honestly, I can't get into
I think
I start,
that's a joke.
If I start.
I think they were joking.
If I start doing the forensics on that dynamic.
I think they were trying to be funny.
I don't. But who
oh
knows?
God.
The things we'll
how
never
about
know.
You name them. That's a laugh.
Purity Vodka dropped off some vodka.
Oh,
some
wow.
booze.
To
beautiful
hear,
bottles.
And faceted bottles.
Beautiful bottles that, and it's the vodka that Jar uses in the
you
lychee martini.
Him. You heard him. The vodka for the lychee martini. And they were like, careful with this one.
Careful with this one. It's
like so strong.
Navy strength.
Yeah.
You got to drink this before officers. You're able to detonate bombs for no reason. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
I guess the Navy don't. What do? They're out there doing submarine attacks. I don't know. I don't follow.
Well,
charting.
I mean,
who knows?
Ships. Anything with a ship.
Ship stuff's crazy, man.
So is submarines, man.
What was the movie? Wasn't there a movie? Or there was a documentary about a murder on a submarine. You'll know about this.
Well,
the woman. Yeah, it's fucked up. He went down with her. Murdered. See, this is what's terrifying. It's like, because I have seen several murder docs, not as many as you, but kind of the true crime. I've seen enough where I'm like, oh yeah, there was one. It was thrown up on HBO Max. I go, oh, sure, click it instantly.
And was it true? It
probably before
this
bed.
This is, I call this getting maxed. Okay. Okay. Which is, so like HBO, so it's like Max, you know, like bought like all of HBO's content or whatever, right? And then like,
yeah.
And then it's
except Doll and
Discovery
M.
ID Network, yeah. Mm-hmm. And all that shit, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I think. So like the ID Network is like some of my most beloved trash, right? Like, right. Like sort of beloved crime trash.
Like ship stuff. Murders. Yeah.
And so you'll be like,
Oceanic thrillers.
Ooh, what's this documentary on HBO Max?
Oh.
And then you put it on and you're like for a second thinking it's elevated.
It's not real.
It's not elevated.
Okay.
You
okay,
got maxed. Okay. Can you believe when I drop on them that's the meaning of their brand? Sleep is where it all happens. The repairs, the deep unconscious work. When I just want to keep watching TV, but I say, hey, I'll get up there, I'll put on my Hatch. It gets me to bed sooner.
I don't want to be on my phone anymore, and the Hatch helps me wind down and not be on my phone.
And aren't there so many things trying to keep us up at night?
Our endless to-do lists, social media, our favorite shows.
A million things don't want you to sleep. Hatch does.
Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning.
In the morning, I'm gently awakened by the birds chirping right out of my hatch. The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routines simple and enjoyable. For a screen-free bedtime, even when your to-do list wants you to choose otherwise.
With a Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine-building features.
Like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed. And Pillow Talk, an audio series, which is just like your favorite bedtime TV shows, without the screens that keep you up.
Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/poog. Visit hatch.co/poog to get $20 off and free shipping. Hatch.co/poog.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey, guess what? I got a manicure.
I haven't gotten one in 2 years. Can you believe?
I can. So I did. This is going to sound very extravagant, everyone. So hold on to your seats. I had someone come to the house.
What?
Which, listen.
Okay,
listen.
First of all, no. I'm mad that I was not included in
the... So I've kept this like a secret, basically, because it's so extravagant. But I have to tell you something. The price is not much higher than a fancy manicure sure. in a salon. Okay?
Yeah, and it's not about the price that people find extravagant, I think.
She
probably.
Comes in here, Anna, Russian. And she says to me, have you ever had a Russian manicure? I go, I don't know.
What? No. Yeah.
The most...
Then you haven't?
This manicure has lasted a month. And again, my nails are longer than usually are. What?
A friend?
Yeah.
A friend's wreck? Yeah.
As usual, ran into a beautiful, successful actress.
No.
I said, God, your nails are great. She goes, oh, you need to go to her. She'll come to you.
Katarina?
And I go, how much, honey? She goes,
yeah.
It's not that bad.
Right.
What? I'm scared. I'm scared to say it. $100. Which, by the way, a manicure, is that shocking?
For a house visit? Okay. No, it's a
house visit. By the way, you go to one of these fucking salons. God bless them.
Yeah.
May they find whatever it is that they need. Because my God, right? We all read the articles. So, but you're in there.
Yeah.
I've been shocked by the bill. And this manicure was absolutely astonishing. I mean, it was God. Like, anyway, so then I go, I'm doing it again. It's been a month later. I'm going to call her up again.
God, I want to do
Rocket
it.
Money's not going to like the sound of this. New monthly expense.
I had all my things going through mint.com or whatever.
Mm.
Back in the day.
I signed up for that once back in the day.
You know, yeah. And budgeting. Don't love it.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't find it an inspiring approach. I prefer, it's now and not now. It's I spent all the money. Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I think I got some.
Yeah.
There's three states. There's like, I think I'm okay. And then there's like, okay, I've kind of been pushing it and ignoring and not really looking. And it's gone, but maybe it's not. And then texting you, gotta book some road dates.
I know.
Okay, by the way,
Jacqueline.
Pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
Pigment's not enough on me.
Oh,
look,
wow,
look
really?
At this.
I'll take it. But listen, yesterday, literally, because I was doing all this, I'm like, oh, look at the financials. I'm scared or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I go, poog. We just want to say now, thank you all to all of you for listening because you're supporting us. And talk about, honey, the ground falls out from underneath you. Poog is the floor. Poog will support.
Remember when I said if all we had was the Christmas show?
Yeah.
We could live in a humble place together.
Yeah, totally.
Once a year, a couple shows, and just that's our budget.
Yeah. Chopping a lot of cabbage.
That makes it sound like the show makes a lot.
Exactly. It really does.
Does not.
To be clear, this industry, they robbed you.
In the end, Kate and I are paid an apple each. One Granny Smith and we're out the door.
They roll the Granny Smith into the street and go, if you catch it, you can have it.
Yeah,
and you have to dodge cars.
If it's smashed, I hope you enjoy applesauce because we're not. No, but every time a hag buys a piece of merch.
Yeah, I know.
I'm laughing about it because the kind of like, thanks for your support sort of model of podcasting and all that kind of stuff and like creator culture, which by the way, I've gone down a rabbit hole of creative culture where I'm like, we need to sell digital projects now. Digital
what does
products
that mean?
Now, Kate.
It's a digital product.
Like templates. Like it's like a template.
What does that mean? Selling a template.
Like I design a template
what?
That people like print out and put in their journal.
You're kidding. Okay. Are you serious?
No, Kate, there
God,
is.
See, this is like, when I go, I'm old.
We are literal fools, Kate.
I got to get.
We have a brand here. Okay.
By the way, okay, formal call out. Help us. If anyone here is a marketing genius wants to come on. By the way, you have to have credentials.
Formal call out.
Huge credentials.
Yeah. Enthusiasm will not carry. Okay.
Yeah. We need someone to
enthusiasm
help.
Is the baseline.
We need someone who's like, I have 16 years. I'll take less than that of experience in the field. I don't even know what the field is, but I need someone to educate us.
You know
fast.
What I want?
What do you mean the template? Write in your journal.
Okay. Basically, like, you know, at any given moment, right? There's like this rush of, you know, you can make quite a, da, 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 okay, with this thing. And there's like a rush and then everyone does it and the market's flooded and it's whatever. Yeah. There are a couple people that keep, you know, that whatever. I don't know. Okay. But the point is, I was poking around. I started getting served some stuff on Instagram and I was like, we are wildly undervaluing Boog /
Daddy Gang.
Ourselves.
Like, take note.
Okay.
Take a fucking lesson.
So here's what I want. I want someone who, understand.
Can Alexandra Cooper save us?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, no, I want, there are some people I found. I saw a thing, I was like, we're starting an app. Okay. Did I text you about that? I said, we're starting an app.
You texted me something and I got stressed out because it was like, we got to build templates and apps. So we got, and I was like, oh no, I can't even.
No, keep. I think I, what I sent you was like, I built out a few models. Okay. But I'm like, I will not die in the dust.
I know. Okay.
When there is nothing but opportunity. And I dare say that our template of a journal printout. Okay. Like,
whoa,
it's like,
but what is this? Who's doing this? The kids are printing out at their home computer. That's just an example. Okay, this is huge.
Yeah, but also digital templates, everything.
Oh, digital, of course.
I don't even say like, I'm not
even saying. You sell a PDF for a dollar? Just can't even fathom what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. It doesn't even have to be the template. Okay.
Okay, this is good. The theme of the week in my life has been asking for help. Help us. Marketing Genius needs someone. We'll pay you. I don't know how much, but I'll pay you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, points. If
we need someone to throw a bucket of cold ice water in our face, wake us up, slap us each across the cheek.
I'm awake. Okay, I'll slap you, Kate. Okay, okay. But what I do want to say is, I'm wide awake. Okay, I was designing websites for us wildly, as I always do. Okay, I'm always launching. Okay, but I'm like, we suffer from having too much. Okay. We have too much to offer.
I know.
Okay. Okay. If we had nothing but one line about mushrooms the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would be enough. See what I'm saying? Okay. We are exploding with possibility. And yes, it must be high end. It cannot be trash. It will not be trash.
Okay. Great.
Okay? But we need to give the people what
tell
they
us what
need.
You want. But then
actually, that's huge.
Okay. Tell us what you want. For those of you still listening to the episode, you are the ones that we need. Yeah.
What would you pay for?
Ooh.
And that sounds maybe.
Does it sound crass? I don't know.
It sounds like.
We got to make a living.
I guess. Yeah. I'm like, obviously people want hag serum, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I still stand by my idea that hag serum, one thing is hag serum and that formula can change, but there will be, because it's got to be the latest and greatest, but then there will be hag 92, hag 93. Like if someone's like hag 93.
What do you mean? Every year it's different?
Like works for me. Then you keep producing it. Like we update accordingly. If we decide, wait, we were wrong. That was trash.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can't believe the marketing worked on me. I said AG1 instead of Athletic Greens. That's marketing. That's the power of subliminal messaging. Oh, I just literally parroted what the ad wanted me to say.
How do you feel about the brand name AG1?
I don't like it.
Switch from Athletic Greens. It's the one is sort of like, hello? Like, you know what I mean? Like the one
it's a little condescending, but by the way, I sent you on Instagram because every 6 months I wake up in a cold sweat going broccoli sprouts. This is the key to health. Broccoli sprouts. Anti-carcinogen. Powerful. Nutritionally. Insanely nutritionally.
You sent me broccoli shot.
Broccoli sprouts. And there's a whole thing about cycling them that you eat a pack of broccoli sprouts like 2 days a week and then like you live forever or something. It's something crazy.
Sprouts?
Organic like broccoli sprouts.
Not a broccoli. It's going to come in one of those plastic things.
Yes,
looks
sprouts.
Like.
That you have to eat that.
Oh, wait. I read.
What?
Okay, interesting. No, something about barley. Not barley, to be clear.
I know you wouldn't be peddling barley.
Almost like barley sprouts. Maybe it was barley sprouts. Chris goes, we're in Air One. And I pointed a box of pasta and it says like 100% wheat, one clean ingredient. Yeah. He just goes, what year is this? He goes, oh, let me get 13 grain bread. Yeah. Like I was like, you know what I mean? Like when we thought the number of grains
you
in
know
bread
what
could
I,
save
you know
us.
I don't like these self-important, people though who have a Jamba Juice and they run up to people at malls and they go, how many grams of sugar do you think isn't, or they have a frappuccino, they have a caramel macchiato in one hand, a Jamba Juice in the other, and they go,
oh, yeah.
We asked people, you know,
and they all said,
yeah, they couldn't believe it.
They couldn't believe.
I panicked when I was waiting for a flight the other day and I texted you in a hurry, what is your special Starbucks drink? Because I was,
I forgot to respond. I got distracted.
Glazed over this entirely. I'm going to walk you through this very quickly. Got into a plane, sitting on the plane for 2 hours. They were like, couldn't figure out maintenance. 2 hours sitting on the tarmac. They deplane us. They go, Okay, so I'm frozen. People are running to get
you
a Starbucks.
You were alone, right?
Yes, they're running to get a Starbucks. Okay. They're running to Jamba Juice.
This is why I'm getting the blow-by-blow.
I see people coming back with items and I go, a cold drink? That would be so refreshing. Mm. I gather my strength to go toward the cold drink area. They boarded us, but then we took off and it was fine.
No.
But yeah. But the point is I texted you panicked about what was the espresso drink that was fun.
That I would drink on the tour. It was iced espresso with a pump of sugar-free vanilla. Wait, I'm not done with the thing though. Okay, whatever. Hag serum, we know. Okay, that's the whole thing. And we will be doing that on the highest level, to be clear, should we do a product. I would love someone, if there is someone out there who truly is like the dark devil of algorithm marketing product, just absolutely
whore us out.
I want the darkest, rabid version of if you had nothing, like if you were the fucking dumbest bitches in the world. Okay, like we could make something
here.
It's
so funny us trying to rub two nipples together.
Apply it.
It's like the most like garish, like hideous thing we've ever done.
What, on the pod?
Yes.
Well, it's hysterical.
Oh God. By the way, people have reached out.
Clear.
People have reached out trying to help us. And we don't even have the energy to respond. We don't even have the ability. But that all changes now.
No, it's actually not. That's not actually it. It's for me. Again, yeah. I'll slap you. Okay. It's like, you know, it's, I want, yeah, it's, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I've backed off it now, I'm afraid.
Hmm.
I'm ashamed. I don't know what the question is.
I don't know the question. I don't know the answer.
But I got excited. The point is, I got, creator. It all came down. I started when I heard the word creator.
The okay. Light of the creator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I said creator about something and then I was, but I don't remember why I first said it. And then it reminded me, oh, I went down a rabbit hole.
It's interesting. I don't,
oh, we need a nap.
I don't have a problem with the term God, right? People say God. And again, that's because of how I was raised. I don't have baggage with the word God.
Yeah.
People go, when people say spirit told me, that actually rubs me the wrong way. And by the way, I say this with love in my heart. I don't actually care.
But
just
no,
funny,
it's like it's trying to like ungod it a little bit, but then it sounds a little like, who are we talking about here? Are we talking about guides? Are we talking about dead relatives? Like gets a little,
a
little confusing.
It's some rabbi, I don't know, something, but it's some phrase and it's like, because one person's like God and it's like, I don't believe in God. And it's like the God you don't believe in, I don't believe in that God either. That's fucking cool.
Yes.
I also...
That's exactly...
Isn't that great? And then I had...
The vibe.
I had a moment where I go, well...
That's exactly the vibe. And I think I deserve to make a template. All right.
We ruin Poog instantly to try to make money. Vibe check. Poog. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be actually a blast.
Like a bad
next
Poog.
Week?
Evil Poog?
What if next week?
We should launch Evil Poog.
Yeah.
And then that becomes the thing
well,
that takes over.
Actually, yeah.
That is so funny. But I did
it
have
be a secondary experiment. Yeah. As long as your soul remains
evil
here,
Poog, and it costs
here.
$25 a month, but you get all access and we'll send you spread photos of our genitals.
Well, I got news for you. We'll
I'll
be doing
do an OnlyFans.
We'll
do you think I give a shit? Cash is cash.
I mean, I don't think $25 is wrong. I don't think $25 is evil.
Of course not. And if
unless you want a problem, Kate.
If you can't afford that, but it's stressing you out, it's totally understandable. It's evil Poog. It's for people that want to get dark with it. I got a text. I was like, God, I really am.
Vibe check.
I really vibe check. Vibe check. Listen to this. I'm in New York City and I go, I guess I really am an actress living in Los Angeles because I got a text and I say, my colonicist wants my numerologist's number. You know, when you find yourself slipping into those cliches.
Evil Poog.
And with that.
Sell out Poog.
I like Evil Poog. That's the.
Definitely. I was just trying to go, okay, what does it look like? Because
I'm
red. Listening.
Instead of blue, it's red and there's blood dripping off the Poog logo.
Yes. And if it takes, it takes. As it, you know, if it leads, it leads. I mean, really, I guess what it should be is, yeah, there needs to be space for both. There needs to be space for both in this world so each can enjoy itself.
Yeah, exactly.
With a tiny dot of the other color inside each. Like a yin-yang symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny dot of red must live in the blue. Tiny
we have
dot
to
of
integrate the shadow.
Red.
It's time to integrate the shadow with Poog.
Yeah, there's been a repression,
We've been doing
actually.
Shadow integration. The whole show is about integration of the shadow, I'd argue, but we have to do full evil Poog and not fear it
right.
anymore.
We need to do...
I'm having major unblocking right now. All right.
No, evil Poog... is that in studio? Is that where we go full on fucking us in chairs with two bobbleheads and shit?
Yeah, that's where we go full. We need ring lights. We need video cameras. We need to get fucking serious about this.
It'd be great.
Evil Poog, I can't fucking wait. Love you.
Love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges. And by the way, for Evil Poog, it's Katie and Jackie.
Oh my
God. Evil Poog
God.
Is Katie and Jackie. That's so good. That's so good.
That's huge.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.